Degrees in Nashville. Good evening. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 5:04. One of Metro Nashville's top officials is retiring amid a federal investigation and allegations he misused his position in the government. The Nashville Banner was the first to report that federal law enforcement executed a search warrant at a Metro Water office in July. It then found that the agency's assistant director, John Honeysucker, was the subject under scrutiny. The Banner obtained thousands of pages of documents and a charge letter from Metro, which allege Honeysucker routinely engaged in inappropriate relationships with real estate developers. The letter says Honeysucker used his Metro email account to conduct private business, communicate with developers that he was in business with, advocate on their behalf before Metro departments, and facilitate approvals, resolve permitting issues, or otherwise influence governmental processes. Honeysucker told the Banner that relationship building with developers was part of his job. Artificial intelligence is fueling a wave of data center construction, but one Middle Tennessee community has had a hyperscale operation in its backyard for 2 years. Meta, the parent company of Facebook, has a 900-acre campus in the Gallatin Industrial Center. Elizabeth Holmes' property backs up to the operation. She says there's a low-frequency hum at night.
I wondered, what are the effects of this buzzing? I mean, I noticed that, of course, I don't hear coyotes like I used to. Insects, too. I have a feeling nature has gotten scared away.
The mayor of Gallatin, meanwhile, says she doesn't hear many concerns from residents, and Meta is currently the largest revenue contributor to the city and county. Opponents say the impact of the data center is still not completely known, and there's a push to impose a moratorium to prevent another one until more regulations are in place. The National Weather Service says rain could be moving in tomorrow, and there are chances throughout the weekend. There's not a severe risk at the moment. You are listening to 90.3 WPLN, Nashville Public Radio.